Good evening. Come in, won't you? Why, what's the matter? Surely you're not nervous. Perhaps it will calm if I tell you a story.
We are met to call from out of the past. Stories, strange and weird.
Tales of mystery and terror by radio's masters of the macabre.
Stories of the supernatural, the supernormal, dramatized by fact, the mystery, the unknown. We tell you this frankly. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these madmen plays, we urge you, calmly, seriously, to turn off your radio now.
Welcome back to The Horror. Thanks for joining me this Saturday. We'll hear from Mystery in the Air this week, a short-lived NBC series that aired from July to September of 1947. 13 episodes were produced. The story we'll hear today is an adaptation of Edgar Allan Poe's The Black Cat. This one aired September 18th, 1947.
Mystery in the Air, starring Peter Lorre, presented by Camel Cigarettes. The sentence of this court that you be hanged by the neck until you are dead, and may God have mercy on your soul.
No, I neither expect nor solicit belief for this wild story. I would be mad to expect it, yet mad I'm not, and very surely I do not dream, but while there is still time, I don't know why I feel compelled to report a series of mere household events. In their consequences, these events have terrified, have tortured, have destroyed me. Perhaps some are more calm, more logical, but certainly far less excitable than I will be able to explain them. I cannot. I can only tell you the facts, and that I have to do today because tomorrow I die.
Each week at this time, Camel Cigarettes bring you Peter Lorre in the excitement of the great stories of the strange and unusual, of dark and compelling masterpieces culled from the four corners of world literature. Tonight, Edgar Allan Poe's immortal American classic, The Black Cat.
Mystery in the Air, starring Peter Lorre. Brought to you by Camel Cigarettes. Experience is the best teacher. Try a Camel. Let your own experience tell you why more people are smoking Camels than ever before. Give your T-Zone the experience of enjoying a Camel. And see if you don't join the millions of other smokers who say, Camels suit my T-zone to a T. Your T-zone, that's T for taste and T for throat, is your true proving ground for any cigarette. See if Camel's rich, full flavor isn't a delightful experience for your taste. If Camel's cool mildness isn't more than welcome to your throat, try a Camel.
No, believe me, there was nothing, absolutely nothing in my childhood which forecast the terrible events that were to come. No, as a child, I was very gentle. I got along well with everyone, but most I liked animals, yes. All kinds of animals, and And then I married quite young, and I was very happy to find that my wife shared my feelings. Very soon, we had quite a collection. Oh, we had birds and goldfish. We had a dog and some rabbits, and we had a cat. I'll never forget the day my wife brought it home. Hello, hello. Get home so early.
Look, Charles, look. Look what I brought.
Oh, look at it. Oh, the little kitty. Where did you get it, darling?
Oh, the poor little thing. Some dogs were chasing it, and I just rescued it in time.
Yes,
it was so frightened.
Yes, but it isn't frightened anymore.
Oh, it seems to love you, Charles. Then that's not strange. All animals do.
Yes. Nobody's going to hurt you, kitty. No. How about some milk, huh? There, you see? Oh, you must have been very hungry.
Yes.
Hey, what's your name, huh?
I don't suppose he has a name. He is so young. I don't think he belongs to anybody.
Well, then we have to give him a name.
You mean we can keep him?
Keep him? What are you talking about? He has no home. We can't turn him out in the streets, can we?
Oh, Charles, I was hoping you'd let him stay.
Of course, but he must have a name. Yes, let's see. Oh, yes, black. Yes, all black. Beautiful. Not a single white mark. Oh, I have it. He's as black as the devil. Let's call him Pluto. Huh? Yes, we'll call you Pluto. Well, Pluto grew up to be a remarkably beautiful cat, and of all the animals in our house, he became my favorite and my playmate, yes, and until it all changed, yes, and as the years went on, my character suffered a radical change, and everything changed. Huh? Why? Well, I'm ashamed. I hate to admit it. Through intemperance, yes, through intemperance. And then as drink became more and more necessary to me, I became more and more moody and irritable.
Where are you going?
I don't have to tell you where I'm going.
Oh, Charles, what's happening?
What do you mean, what's happening to me?
Well, you never used to go out every night to those vile places.
Stop nagging. Stop it. I go out because I can't stand listening to you. Nag, nag, nag all day long.
I don't know what's come over you.
There. See? Why don't you learn from Pluto? It's only a cat. He doesn't ask me where I'm going.
Yeah, that's right. You never do, no. Come here, Pluto. Yes, I like it. Come here.
Be careful, Charles. Don't pick him up like that. No,
I'm
you're
not
hurting,
hurting
him.
Him. I never hurt him. Ouch! He bit me. You devil. I'll show you.
Don't,
beast.
Charles. Don't.
I'll show you, beast. Yes, I hate to admit it, but I was so furious, I kicked Pluto, and I kicked him again, and hard, and the next morning, I saw that his ear was torn, and I was filled with remorse for what I'd done. From then on, Pluto ran away in terror whenever I approached, and that in turn made me more and more irritated, and in the end, it was sheer perverseness, nothing else, yes. Sheer and unexplainable perverseness that made me do what I did. Yeah, I blush to admit it, but one morning I strangled the poor animal. Yeah, I killed it only because I knew that it had loved me and because it had given me no reason for offense. No, I'm offering no excuse. I'm only recounting what happened. Well, in the evening, I went to the inn as usual, and I came home very late, and I fell fast asleep with my clothes on. Then I was awakened suddenly. Hey, what's the matter here?
Charles, wake up! Charles!
What's the matter?
There must be a fire.
Yes,
I smell smoke.
Good heavens, look at
It's our house!
Oh.
Our house is burning! Come on, darling, come. We'll be trapped. Come on, hurry up. Quick. The stairs are on fire. There we go.
I can't.
Don't talk, sweetheart. Perhaps I can get you through the flames. Don't breathe, darling. Here's the front door. Yeah.
We made it. We're safe.
Oh, Charles. Look, our house.
Anybody else in there?
No. Nobody else.
It's just as well. Never could get them out now. Are you the owner?
Yes. That was our house.
Well, you haven't got much left then. We can't save it now.
Stand back! Stand back, everybody! The roof's gonna fall in! Stand back! There it goes!
Well, it's down now.
Funny, nothing is left but that one wall in the middle.
Look at it.
What about it?
Well, look at it on the wall.
Hey, that is strange.
What are you talking about? What's strange?
Well, there on the wall. It's still standing.
Marks on the plaster.
Marks? Huh? What marks?
Well, what's the matter? You blind? Right up there on the wall, that black figure.
It looks like a cat.
Yeah, it does. The smoke must have done it, but it certainly does look like a cat.
What looks like a cat?
There, and it's got one floppy ear.
Who's got a floppy ear?
Funny. That's really funny.
Funny, huh? It's not funny. It is not funny at all, you hear? I know what it is. You know who it is? Yes, it's Pluto. I recognize him. Yes, there, see? His ear is torn, huh? Oh, you beast. That hideous beast. It's come back to haunt me. Leave me alone. You hear? I can't stand it. I can't.
Get some water, somebody. This man's fainted.
In a few moments, Mr. Peter Lorre will bring us the climax of tonight's Mystery in the Air when Camels present Act Two of The Black Cat.
Ask a champion the secret of his success, and no doubt you'll get the same answer every time. Experience is the best teacher. Take Rose Gould, for instance. Featured aerialist of Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. Miss Gould says it took experience to teach her that famous 75-foot dive into space. Mildred O'Donnell, diving champion, thanks experience for her crown. Yes, they all learn from experience, just as smokers everywhere learn from experience about cigarettes. Back in the days of the wartime cigarette shortage, millions of smokers tried brand after brand, smoked whatever they could get. And that experience made people experts in judging the differences in cigarette quality. That was when so many people discovered that Camels suit their T-zones to a T. That Camels give them the rich, full flavor and the cool mildness they've always wanted. As a result,
more people are smoking Camels than ever before.
Experience is the best teacher. Try a Camel yourself.
The black cat is dead, killed by its master. The house is burned to the ground, with everything in it completely destroyed. Now the scene is the almost deserted, candle-lit taproom of a local inn.
Don't you think you'd better go on home, sir?
Hmm?
It's getting late.
Home, huh? You should see the terrible place where we're living now.
Yeah, I heard you. Lost everything in that fire.
Lost everything, yes. I lost everything. I lost my house. I lost everything.
Well, how about that black cat of yours you used to talk about all the time?
Huh?
What was his name?
What was his name? Pluto.
Ah.
Yes, Pluto's gone too. Oh, I tell you, I miss him. I miss him very much.
And if you miss him that much, why don't you get another cat?
Give me a drink.
Nah, it's getting pretty late, sir. I mean, well, won't your wife be expecting you?
Give me a drink.
Yes, sir. I'll have to fetch another bottle.
Why don't I get another cat, huh? That's what you said. Well, why don't I? No reason I shouldn't. There's no reason to be in the deeps of despair just because of a cat. If I get another cat, maybe I'll be able to forget her. What's that? Oh, there's a cat now. Yes, sitting on top of the table. My cat, huh? That's strange. I've been staring at that table for 5 minutes. I could swear there was no cat on it. Anyway, where did you come from, huh? Oh, you're a beautiful cat, yes. You're just as black as Pluto. Yeah, except you got a splotch of white on your chest. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Oh, yes, come sit on my lap, huh? Oh, yeah. Kitty, yes, you're a nice kitty. You're a nice cat.
Yeah. Here you are, sir.
Where did this cat come from?
Cat? Oh, yeah. A big one, isn't he? I don't know where it came from, or how it got in, either, for that matter. Never seen it around here before.
Do you know who it belongs to?
Nope. As far as I'm concerned, it belongs to you, if you want it. Can't keep it here. My wife doesn't like cats, especially black ones.
Black cats, huh? How stupid. Yeah. See, I want it. Yes, sir. I want it very much. I'll take it home with me right now.
This is such a wonderful cat. Just since last week, it's made itself so much at home. Oh, you think it'd live here always?
Yes, I've noticed that.
It reminds me so much of Pluto.
Yes, but this one has a patch of white on its chest. Don't forget that.
Yes, that's right, dear. But I can't help wondering. I wonder whatever became of Pluto. He disappeared the day of the fire.
I know he disappeared, and... Well, maybe he knew the house was going to burn down.
Oh, see how it loves you. Rubbing against your leg, just the way Pluto used to.
Pluto! Stop talking about Pluto!
Darling, I didn't mean anything.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, dear. I always talk about how much this new cat resembles Pluto. It just makes me even nervous. Look, actually, there's hardly any resemblance at all, really. Except that they're both black. This one has a white patch on its chest and...
Oh, the poor thing. Charles, look, his ear is torn.
Huh?
See?
What?
Here under the fur. Oh, I never noticed that before.
Neither did I.
Why, it's just the way Pluto's... I mean...
Go ahead, say it. It's torn, yes. Just the way Pluto's ear was torn when I kicked him, huh? That's it, isn't it?
Well, he must have been in a fight or something. But it's curious we didn't notice
curious,
it.
Curious, huh? You have no idea how curious it is. No idea. Get that cat out of my sight.
Charles, you're mad.
Get it out of my...
How can you act
sight.
That way about a poor dumb animal?
Take it
especially
out of
one
here.
That loves you so much. Oh, now you've frightened it, dear.
Get away from me, you hear me?
The way you talk, anybody think you don't even like the poor
like
cat.
It, huh? Like it? I hate it. I tell you, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it! Yes, in a short time the cat had been with us. I'd come to look upon it with unutterable loathing. Why, I don't know yet. The more I hated it, the more affectionate it acted toward me. Wherever I went, it followed. Whenever I sat down, it would spring upon my knees and cover me with its loathsome caresses. As if this were not enough to
white patch on its chest, which originally it had been very indefinite in shape, but gradually it assumed a very definite outline, yes, the unmistakable and ghastly shape of the gallows, a terrible engine of horror, of agony, and of death. I longed to destroy the beast, but I was prevented by an absolute unreasonable dread. I was sure I was losing my mind.
Charles, are you going out again?
Yes, I'm going out. I don't know when I'll be back.
Oh. Before you go, do you suppose you...
Why, what is it?
Will you help me bring up some wood from the cellar?
Why do you always want more wood?
The house is cold. You know I haven't been feeling well. I'm not strong enough to carry it myself.
Strong enough. All right, come on, I'll help you. You might have thought of this before.
Look out!
What? Oh, that's Cat. That's that beast again. It's always under my feet. It tried to trip me on the stairs.
Oh, no, I'm sure it didn't.
I'll get rid of that beast once and for all. I'll be...
Charles! Put down that crowbar!
Get out of my way.
No, no, stop!
I say get out of my way. Let go of my arm.
Please, Charles, you're
going to... Let go of my arm! Are you going to let go?
Oh, please!
I said let go!
Why didn't you let me go?
Yes, she'd fallen dead without a groan. My blind rage, my rage against the cat, I'd struck my wife and killed her. Well, nothing I can do about it now. All I could do was to set myself to the task of concealing the body. Yes, I thought and I deliberated, and then it occurred to me that, yes, in the Middle Ages, they used to wall up their victims, and I determined to do the same thing. Yes, behind the wall in a cellar. I managed to dislodge a section of bricks near the chimney, and in a hole behind them, I propped the body. Then I carefully laid the bricks back in their original position, and when I had finished, no one could have told that the wall had been disturbed at all. All I could say to myself triumphantly, here at least, my labor has not been in vain. My next step, then, was to look for the beast that had been a cause of so much misery, but then I became aware that it had completely disappeared. Huh? 3 days passed, and still my tormentor did not appear. Oh, it's impossible to describe or to imagine the deep sense of my relief. For the first time in months, I slept, yes. I slept. Even with a burden of murder on my soul. Yes, some few inquiries were made about my wife's whereabouts, and the search of the house was conducted, but nothing was discovered. Oh, I finally could look upon my future secure. Yes?
Good day, sir. Sorry to disturb you again, sir.
No. It's you, Sergeant. Is there anything I can do for you?
Well, they're still puzzled about your wife's disappearance.
Puzzled, huh? Well, so am I.
Well, some of her friends have been around at the police station.
What's that got to do with me, huh? You've already searched us twice. What do you want?
Well, I know, sir, but... Well, the captain sent me and the constable here to look around just once more, to be sure there's no clues been overlooked. Mm-hmm. This will be the last time, sir. Only a matter of routine. We won't bother you again.
All right. Come in.
Thank you, sir. Come on, Joe.
Right.
Where would you like to look first?
Well, we might as well begin with the cellar.
Cellar, huh? All right, yes. Right down these steps. I'll come with you.
Yes, I always say searching a house is like getting ahead in the world. You start at the bottom.
Yes, I see. It's very funny.
Well, come on, Constable. Get to work.
Right.
While they searched, I folded my arms and watched. As before, they discovered nothing, but as they were about to depart, a glee, my heart, was too strong to be restrained. I burned to say but one word, yes, just one word, by way of triumph. And as they started up the steps, I said, see, have you noticed, this is a very well-constructed house, you know. Hey, gentlemen, you're not going, are you? Yes, it's an excellently well-constructed house. You've never seen such a well-constructed house in a frenzy of my bravado upon that very portion of the brickwork behind which stood the corpse of my wife. I rapped with my cane. Let me heaven deliver me from the arch fiend. What was that?
Mother of mercy, what was that?
Wind, probably.
Wind? That's not the wind. It came when you hit this wall here.
Whatever it is, it's behind these bricks, Sarge.
Here, take this crowbar and knock that wall down.
Right.
Wait a minute, you...
Keep quiet, you...
can't do this.
Wait a minute, where are you going?
Upstairs.
You stay right here.
Hey, this is new plaster. It hasn't even had time to set yet.
Pull it down.
Right. Here she comes. Look out.
There's what we're looking for, all right. His wife's body.
What's that horrible-looking thing sitting on our head?
It's the cat!
How did that cat get in there?
I know how it got in there. Yes, I know. I must have walled it up in a tomb. And I never knew it, no. Look at that red mouse. Those burning eyes. You hideous. You beast. You monster. You are the devil. You made me a murderer. Now for 3 days you've been in there waiting. You send me to the gallows. Well, the hangman will get me. Yes, I hope you're satisfied. I hope you're satisfied.
The makers of Camel cigarettes send free Camels to servicemen's hospitals from coast to coast. This week, the Camels go to Veterans Hospital, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, U.S. Army McCormack General Hospital, Pasadena, California, U.S. Naval Hospital, Houston, Texas, U.S. Marine Hospital, Baltimore, Maryland, and Veterans Hospital, Dayton, Ohio.
When three leading independent research organizations asked 113,597 doctors, doctors living in every state of the Union, what cigarette do you smoke, doctor? The brand named most was Camel.
According to a nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette.
Next week, Mystery in the Air, starring Mr. Peter Lorre, brings you an adaptation of one of our star's greatest motion pictures, Crime and Punishment, based on the book by Fyodor Dostoevsky, with a special musical score composed and conducted by Paul Barron.
Mr. Pipe Smoker, here's proof for you. Proof that Prince Albert is a satisfying smoke. More pipes smoke Prince Albert than any other tobacco, naturally. Prince Albert is a mellow, mild tobacco with a rich, full flavor. Choice tobacco specially made for smoking pleasure. Specially treated to ensure against tongue bite. Crimp cut to burn slow, smoke cool. See if one pipe full of PA doesn't convince you that Prince Albert is your favorite, too.
Beginning 2 weeks from tonight, Thursday, October 2nd, Camel's comedy quiz, The Bob Hawke Show, will be heard at this time over these same NBC stations.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.
That's the horror for today. I hope you enjoyed it. You can find more from Mystery in the Air, the horror, and everything else Relic Radio at relicradio.com. You'll find our Shoutcast stream there, and you can donate through the website if you'd like to help support this and all the shows. It's how this is all made possible. My thanks, as always, to those who have, and thanks for joining me today. I'll be back next Saturday with another episode of The Horror.